Most members of parliament support the deployment of Australian troops in Afghanistan, but there is dissent. Independent member Andrew Wilkie says his colleagues' support for the war is eroding democracy in Australia because they're not representing the views of voters. Several opinion polls suggest Australia's role in Afghanistan isn't popular in the country. Greens member Adam Bandt said in a parliamentary debate in Canberra that the troops should be brought home immediately.
It is also now clear the main reason we are there is not to defend democracy or human rights, but simply because the United States has asked us to go and wants us to remain. And it is now clear that although our alliance with the United States is important, a simple request is not good enough reason for our troops to fight and die in an unwinnable and unjustifiable war.
The Australian government says it won't abandon Afghanistan to militants and chaos. Defence Minister Stephen Smith says that insurgents mustn't be allowed to win.
We have a responsibility to Afghanistan and to our allies and partners to remain committed. We have a responsibility to the fallen to continue the task. But most importantly, we have a responsibility to the Australian people to ensure that we protect Australia's national interests. And that is what we are doing in Afghanistan. Australia and Australians should expect no less of us.
This is the first time Australia's Parliament has officially debated the conflict in Afghanistan. It was one of the conditions demanded by Green members in return for their support of Labour's minority government. The three-day debate concluded Thursday. Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd says the Afghanistan mission, combined with intelligence operations, has prevented a large number of terrorist attacks across the world. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Julia Gillard said some Australian troops and advisers were likely to be in Afghanistan for the next decade. Australia has 1,550 military personnel in the troubled country. Since 2001, 21 of its soldiers have died in the conflict. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.